The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Texas show.
I hate to spread rumors, but someone told me that Eric stood in front of a microwave too many times, and now he's got feathers sprouting from his neck.
Some kind of mutation, I guess.
Eric's very embarrassed about it. The doc told him there's nothing medical science can offer him.
Except maybe telling him to wear turtlenecks.
Anyway, thought you should know.
And now here's your chicken man of the airwaves, Eric Metaxas.
What a load of nonsense, Todd. I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm sitting here with an open neck shirt. I'm not wearing a tie. And my guest, Molly Hemingway, can see that there are no feathers, unless I've concealed them so cleverly that I'm just saying this. But I'm not. Folks, I am in Washington, D.C. As you know, it's Monday. You already knew that. It's 3 o'clock Eastern time. And I'm sitting here in D.C. I thought I need to get a D.C. guest. Who can I get who lives in the belly of the beast, who lives in the swamp, who understands the ways of the people of the swamp, and who can explain to us, for example, the 500 plus page independent inspector general report? Who could I get? And I thought, what about Molly? Is Molly available? Molly turns out is available. She's seated here across from me looking lovely. Molly Hemingway, welcome.
It's great to actually be here in your presence.
I know, because we've talked and whatever. But, well, listen, first of all, I have to explain who you are. You're not just Molly. You're Molly Hemingway. You are at the Federalist. Now, some people maybe don't know the Federalist. They're not hardcore news junkies. You've got a lot of great stuff at the Federalist. Yeah, How long have you been with them? A couple years now?
We started it almost 5 years ago, and it's been going great. And it's not just politics. We also have policy and culture, and it's just a very fun place to discuss literally anything.
But we're not going to talk about literally anything right now. We typically on the show, we talk about everything. But today, we're going to drill down into this Inspector General report, because I know, since I follow you on Twitter, that you read the whole thing.
Right. I don't even know if that was necessary, but I just wanted to see everything that was in there, and I'm so glad I did.
Well, now you can say I read it, right?
And there just was so much of interest in there, and I think a lot of people read the executive summary, which was very different from the rest of the report. The executive summary was a very kind description of what the rest of the report contained. And it was just filled with really interesting anecdotes about how the Hillary Clinton email probe happened and the decisions that they made as they decided to let her, to sort of exonerate her. But at the same time, James Comey also decided to trash her when he announced that they were going to let her go.
But don't you think, now see, we're going to get right into it here. Don't you think that the reason he decided to trash her was to cover his rear end? In other words, so that he could say, well, I said everything, we're very clear, except my conclusion is X. So he could have it both ways. It's kind of like I voted for the bill, you know, before I voted against it. It's this kind of...
Yes, I think it really is wrong to not have the courage of your convictions. If you were going to let someone go for mishandling classified information, and they definitely had a case against her, and they decided they were going to let her go, and yeah, that's actually... You can understand why they might do that in an election year. That's their decision. But you don't get to trash someone when you're not charging them with a crime. That is very unjust for our government to do. And it was also unjust to let her go for mishandling classified information, because other people don't get to get away with that type of thing.
I mean, look, isn't this the bottom line? I in the last few years when I wrote my book, If You Can Keep It, I thought more than I ever have in my life about what is America, what we believe in, what the founders gave us. And the more time I spend thinking about it, the more you become in awe that we were able to pull this off, and that for 240 years we've been able to live this way, obviously with a lot of hiccups and problems. But if we keep going back to the founders, to the Constitution, to the rule of law, to all of these things that were put in place, we right the wrongs. We try to right the wrongs. And one of the things that we have always believed in is equal justice under the law. What a remarkable thing, right? I mean, because you have corruption all around the world. People take it for granted that I've got to bribe this guy, or if you're friends with this guy, it'll help you, whatever. In this country, we have this thing where we say, no, the president can be prosecuted. I mean, Watergate was a classic example of that, where you start realizing nobody's above the law. And there's just something bracing and beautiful about that. And this Inspector General's report seems to reveal pretty clearly that isn't the case. I mean, that's what I take from it.
Well, particularly in the context of what we've learned over the last year. So we have this other investigation of the Trump campaign that did not start with any crime. It was a counterintelligence investigation. And yet, after it got handed to a special counsel's office, you have all these people rung up on all sorts of process charges, lying to the FBI or otherwise, or these other prosecutorial decisions where they've decided to go really hard. With the Hillary Clinton email probe, they interviewed a ton of people. They had a ton of witnesses, and a lot of them lied to them. And the FBI agents say, we know these people are lying to us. But they declined to charge them with making a false statement to the FBI.
But now, hold on a second. I get chills. Making a false statement to the FBI, I feel like I have a proper fear of the law. Like, you don't do that. That's like lying on the stand. You don't do that.
Well, my point here, though, is you should be uniform in your application. So when it was the Hillary Clinton email probe, even though they knew a ton of people were lying to them, they'd say, oh, this guy isn't really who we're going after, or this guy didn't have really great legal counsel, so he probably didn't know he couldn't lie to us. You know, they would come up with excuses for why they weren't charging him.
But when Michael Flynn lied, they jumped on
him. Yeah, exactly. So you take someone like Michael Flynn, who at the time he gave his interview to the FBI, the FBI agents said they had no indication that he was lying. They, but yet the special counsel or other people got really involved in squeezing him to the point that he agreed to plead guilty to lying to the FBI. It's just a very different dynamic. And I think that both of those things are technically allowed in FBI policy. But when you see this extreme generosity toward everybody involved in the Hillary Clinton probe, combined with the extreme hostility to everyone in the Trump probe, you have very good reason to say, I think bias is part of your decision.
I mean, look, I think it goes even I think you're being a little generous, because what I saw, when you see a Strzok text that says, I don't remember the exact quote.
Lisa Page says, like, there's no way Donald Trump will be president, right? Right. And her lover, Peter Strzok, who was the top guy on the Hillary Clinton probe and the top guy on the Trump probe later, says, no, we'll stop it. So just taken at its plain value.
No, period. We'll stop it.
So okay. It's like a promise of a conspiracy to prevent someone's election.
Okay, so there's a lot to unpack here. First of all, how is it possible that the head of what really couldn't be a more important investigation is committing adultery with an FBI agent who is also pretty high in the – in other words, that's just – nasty, dirty. You don't expect that to go on at the FBI.
Well, it's not just an FBI agent committing adultery with another FBI agent. These are two top tier.
I was
going to
say,
this is
like the Secretary of State committing adultery. This is big deal stuff.
Well, this is the number two guy in the counterintelligence division. So he, of all people, should know that marital infidelity is blackmailable, that it is something, and to be having this affair in part on unsecured lines of communication is just irresponsible. So in addition to the moral failing, there's just the incompetence of doing your job.
Well, no, but this is what I'm saying. It's like, you don't have to agree with my sexual ethics. I'm a Christian and I believe adultery is profoundly wrong. And so I think that even if you don't agree with my view of things, it has been the standard in government at places like the FBI that nobody would stand for this kind of stuff. If you're having an affair, you're a married man, you're having an affair on top of it with a top person in the same bureau, Federal Bureau of Investigation, and you're not just an employee. You are a top figure. You just said the number two person in counterintelligence. It's huge. Now, very few people have talked about this issue, but to me, it's something that you ought to talk about. What has happened to the FBI that they would allow this kind of thing at the very highest levels? I mean, people in the past would be fired or spoken to, something would happen.
So it's not just that issue. It's that after the Inspector General report came out, Christopher Wray, who's the new head of the FBI, because his predecessor was fired for reasons that are explained in the IG report, says he thinks it's really good news how everything went with this report, that there's not really that much to worry about, and they'll just do a little bit of training later. This is a guy who oversees an FBI official who was moved to HR after he was found out having this affair.
It's so dark. When we come back, folks, we're going to try to shed some light on the darkness, the snake pit. Talking to Molly Hemingway. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
One thing we expect in politicians is honesty. And Nancy Pelosi is very honest when it comes to taxes. She was asked by a reporter if her plan was to raise taxes should Democrats take back the House this fall. Her answer, that is accurate. Since the tax cut law passed in December, millions of Americans have seen real money in their pockets, either through bonuses and raises or less money being taken out of their paychecks. And the Democrats are determined to reverse that course. They're ignoring stories of business owners like Joe, owner of Joseph's Light Cookies, who was able to give his employees raises of thousands of dollars, in his words, because of tax cuts. Or Carlos Ruiz, owner of HD Metals in Arizona, who is hiring more and investing in the business to make it grow, all because of this tax cut law. These stories are all across America, from business owners to employees who are seeing more in their paychecks. The tax cut law is working, and you should let Congress know. Go to taxcutswork.com and email a letter to your congressman telling them to keep their hands off your tax cuts. It's your money. Go to taxcutswork.com now. Email a letter. That's taxcutswork.com.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hey, it's Eric Metaxas. I want to make sure you know about something important we're up against today. Our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks can happen in your business, school, or even where you volunteer. We need you to act right now to protect not only your freedom, but also the freedom of your kids and grandkids. Go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner to find out how you can join the fight. We can't let opponents of freedom dictate our futures. Alliance Defending Freedom argues some of the most critical cases in our courts today. With your help, we'll continue fighting these important battles. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now, wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in 3 minutes. That's right, just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grill dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire infrared at BestHotGrill.com.
Brand new car, oak tree in my way.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. You can tell by the classic rock. I'm talking to Molly Hemingway. She is sitting here with me in the studio. I'm in Washington, D.C. I just arrived. I just landed in the swamp. Molly, it's good to see a friendly face in the swamp. Thank you for being my guest.
Great to be here.
You're with The Federalist. People can find you at thefederalist.com.
Yep.
And you have read the whole Inspector General report. So we're talking about the larger subject. I just wanted to talk to somebody who understands it. You were just saying, I mean, there's a lot here. But what I really meant to say when I got on the semi-tangent about the Strzok and the infidelity, the adultery, that it that's just gross. And it's shocking to me that somebody at that level is carrying on with somebody and texting with them and talking about national security issues on their texts. And just the whole thing, it stinks. It's ugly. But beyond that, the reason I bring that up is that what I saw from this Inspector General report, from what I read, I didn't read the whole thing the way you did, but there is clear bias and there's clear evidence of bias. So when the Inspector General says that he didn't find evidence of bias, he's kind of playing games, because what he's saying is we didn't find like smoking gun photographic evidence of bias. But any person with common sense reads the report and it is saturated with bias in favor of Hillary Clinton and against Donald Trump. True or false?
It is breathtaking, the level of bias. And it's only from five people that we learn of, because many other people were probably smart enough to keep their political opinions to themselves. But these people were talking in instant message and text and whatnot about their extreme corrosive bias. They're saying stuff like viva la resistance, using insults about Trump supporters, saying they can't understand how anybody would vote for him, saying I'm with her. The attorney who interviewed Hillary Clinton as part of this probe, the lead attorney who did the interview, said, I'm with her.
OK, so here's my question to you. You're the expert. How is this possible? In other words, it seems to me, because you got to understand, I'm a Boy Scout. I believe in the founders. I believe in the Constitution. How is it possible in the United States of America we could have gotten to this level of corruption? Or actually, don't answer that question. The follow up question is, what do we do? Isn't it impossible that we can let this stand?
Well, I think a big problem that the country has is we have deviated from constitutional governance into a large administrative state. We are ruled by bureaucracies. We're not ruled by laws. We're not ruled by elected representatives. It's this large bureaucracy at the federal and state level. But the federal in particular is just, it's pretty much out of control. And it is very difficult to regain power over this unaccountable bureaucracy. When you look at all the wrongdoing that happened here, both in the Clinton email probe and the Trump, supposed Russia collusion probe, that's all done by bureaucratic actors for the most part. Some of them are political appointees. A lot of them are actually just part of the
general bureaucracy. Okay, but the problem is, to be clear, that most of these bureaucrats are biased. In other words, they're supposed to be unbiased. They're supposed to do their job. And I would think you and I would say that we believe your average FBI agent does that. They have a respect for their job. But the people at the top got power and they became biased and they're running these investigations.
Right. I think what's funny is, as someone who has been critical of the FBI's decision making over the last year, a lot of people in the mainstream media and the elite DC consensus says you can't criticize the FBI or you're criticizing those rank and file people. Yeah. Well, who do they think my sources are other than rank and file FBI people who are recently retired people who care a lot about the integrity of the FBI, who know how important it is that all Americans can trust this a law enforcement organization with this much power. There is a difference there between, not that there can't also be problems at the lower levels, but there's a difference between people who are just doing their jobs to try and get bad guys off the streets or whatever, and people who have figured out that this is a path to political power. And I think that's part of the problem that we see in this IG report. It's a bunch of people who had a lot of political power and were working to keep that power. That's a story that is very true about James Comey, whose decisions were less about political bias and more about James Comey bias. He wanted to stay in power and he wanted to believe that he alone could protect the FBI. And he even thought that his job was not justice, but protecting the FBI. But you also see it on some of the people who are right underneath him as well. And so I think that this is something that has happened with the FBI many times in the past, where they've gotten had problems due to their power, and we have had to check them and roll it back. It is not surprising that we're in such a situation again, and the evidence is clear. They had two politically charged investigations. The way they handled them was in no way fair to either, you know, to either case at hand. And we need to make sure that when dealing with politically sensitive investigations, we don't have an unelected, unaccountable bureaucracy having this much power and control over the elected process.
So how does one, if one were inclined to do so, how does one drain the swamp? What we're talking about is the swamp. In other words, you have a situation where the federal government has grown and grown and grown and grown. The bureaucracy is bloated and horrible. Now we see systemic bias. This is not something that can work with American-style self-government. In other words, at this point, something must be done. How do you lance the boil, to use a really disgusting image?
The administrative state grew in part because Congress chose to grow it. They thought it was easier to let bureaucracies make all sorts of decisions rather than be held accountable for their own decision-making process. The key is, again, in Congress retaking its rightful authority over these organizations. You see this with a separate story, which is how the Department of Justice and FBI have been obstructing congressional investigations into how the FBI handles things.
What is that? How is that possible? When I see this on the news every night, I don't really understand how it's possible.
It is the number one constitutional crisis we face right now. And it's funny because people act like electing Donald Trump is a constitutional crisis. No, the Department of Justice refusing to comply with congressional oversight
here's
is a crisis.
Here's what I don't get. The Department of Justice is under Jeff Sessions and Rod.
Is it really?
Rosenstein, right? So is it Rod Rosenstein who is effectively doing this?
I always joke that Rod Rosenstein is the acting attorney general because Jeff Sessions has had to recuse himself from much of the work of this department at this time. He's part of the, he's absolutely one of the
people. So he's dragging his feet because he's afraid. So he is corrupt.
Well, I don't know why they are obstructing, but there's no question that they are obstructing and that they have been doing it for years. This isn't just the House Select Committee on Intelligence. It is all the committees that are doing oversight of the Department of Justice and FBI have faced problems.
Okay.
They're getting information, but it's so redacted you can't use it. Or they're not getting the information at all. Or they're not being forthright. I mean, this text that you just talked about, the we'll stop it, we'll stop Donald Trump's election, that was redacted. When it was not turned over to Congress, how in the world could you defend that as not relevant to congressional oversight? It is a scandal, and it is a huge problem that people on both left and right should care about, because Congress that can't do effective oversight is a Congress that can have no control over an unaccountable government.
Well, it strikes me that the media today and the Democratic Party today, things are so divided that they actually don't care about the founding principles. They care about winning. So when we say everybody should care about this, everyone should care about this. Every American should care about this. And I guarantee you, if this were going on under a Republican administration, if I saw Republicans do this, I would be furious. I would be sick angry because I say this is fundamentally un-American. This is wrong. This is despicable. You got to play by the rules. And by the way, if you play by the rules, I think you'll win. But if you win this way, I don't want you to win. So right now, it does seem to me that we have – people who only care about power. They can't even conceive of these principles as being worth, working for.
I think there's also an issue where on the left there's an actual opposition to constitutional governance and the founding principles.
Well, I mean, that's precisely what I just said.
It's even worse, than just caring about power. They just openly reject.
But why would you reject those things? It's because of power. In other words, they just basically say those things get in my way.
But this too is a natural progression of a story of progressivism that started 100 more years ago. Where the Constitution was seen as a threat, and you look at how Woodrow Wilson was handling this when he viewed the Constitution as a threat, and he just tried to sort of sidestep it multiple ways. The administrative state is the most brilliant workaround of the Constitution, and that's why I think it's the biggest threat to civil liberties and self-government that we could possibly deal with.
Go ahead.
I just want to point out, when the CIA was caught spying on American citizens in the 70s, that was a huge problem, and you saw Congress do it was called the Church Commission, where they brought people in, tried to get a feel for exactly how the CIA had come to take over all this power and how it had come to spy on American citizens in violation of their civil liberties. And they came up with a bunch of recommendations to sort of get the national security state to be more appropriate. Something like that needs to happen again. It takes a lot of work, but it's important for our self-preservation as a country.
All right. Well, folks, I am in Washington, D.C., here in the swamp. We're going to listen to a little Bee Gees, and then we're going to come back with more Molly Hemingway.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I just want to listen to more Elton John, but I have Molly Hemingway in the studio. Molly, you're one of the few people that could get me to stop listening to Elton John, especially that song. You live here in D.C. You're with the Federalist, and we're talking about the ugliest part of the swamp. We're talking about this bureaucratic bloat that is effectively, this is the key, destroying the United States of America. If it's left unchecked, it will destroy, it is destroying us. What do we do?
Well, there's the big issue of the bureaucratic bloat. There's something so interesting about the particular issue at the FBI and Department of Justice. And I keep being struck by how we would never have known everything that was going on at the FBI and Department of Justice had this not impossible thing of Donald Trump getting elected, had that not happened. I think we would have never known that they were spying on the Trump campaign. And I know you're not supposed to say spying, but I think
on this program, you are supposed to say spying.
I think
because
that
it's called spying.
Yeah, secretly gathering information
No.
And reporting it back to the government is a traditional thing that you think of.
Here's my question. Well, you said that if it weren't for his getting elected, we wouldn't know about this. That is why I advocated so strongly that he be elected, not because I thought he would save America, but because I thought if he weren't elected, if Hillary Clinton were elected, all of this would have been covered up. And as far as I'm concerned, that's kind of like saying we're not going to operate on the patient for another 8 years. We're not going to open up the patient to see what's inside, but the patient's going to be dead in 5 years. In other words, if she had been elected, none of this would be uncovered. And as far as I'm concerned, it's game over for the United States of America. You're too far gone. I mean, we're almost too far gone.
There's actually a text in the IG report from one of the people involved in the Clinton email investigation who was also involved in the Trump investigation. That's the thing that people need to understand is it was the same team working on both investigations, which the IG says is one of the many problems with it. But there's this guy who's working on the investigation who, once Trump is elected, and I'm not sure, I sometimes get confused if they're male or female, but for our purposes, I'll assume it was a male. And he said that his name is all over the documents about like spying on Trump staff. And what's he going to do now that Trump won? And I thought, there's like a nice clarity to this. He understands he got caught. He's upset. He's freaking out. And yet he probably didn't realize he would have a media complex that would just cover for him for the next several years, that as this story unfolded and we learned about just unbelievably inappropriate behavior taken against a major party's political campaign, that you would have a bunch of people in the media say, oh, nothing to see here. I don't think it's a big deal. Well, these are bad guys. They deserve to have every action of the government taken against them. That is also a scandal, I think.
Well, it is a scandal, but that's what I'm saying, is that here Trump got elected and you still don't see this stuff covered on the front page of the New York Times. They can barely deal with it.
In part because I think it's a very self-indicting story for the media.
Well, of course.
They fell for this Russia conspiracy theory. They helped promote it. And now it's sort of too late for them to admit what happened. And I think much of the country looks and says, we're pretty aware that whatever else is going on, there was not treasonous collusion with Russia to steal an election, that Hillary Clinton was supposed to win. And it looks more like there was a lot of bad behavior by federal agents and others who were working to undermine a democratically elected president.
Let's go back to this issue of, you know, there's subpoenaed emails, okay, and then there are BlackBerries smashed with hammers. They use bleach bit. They do all this kind of stuff. I thought to myself, what is that if not the smoking gun that crimes have been committed? How is it possible that the media has not been on top of this? Well, I mean, I just find that beyond belief.
This is what's funny. We have this, as people realize that there's no treasonous collusion with Russia to steal an election, they just move to a belief that Donald Trump somehow obstructed justice in that investigation, which I think is a very hard sell to people that, okay, we were joking about Russia, but he was so upset about our Russia probe that he obstructed justice.
Right.
I just don't think that's going to fly with people.
It's not.
But in this Hillary Clinton email probe, you have people destroying evidence in multiple ways, destroying the hardware, wiping the emails. You have people lying about what they were doing. You have people doing it after Congress issued a demand that they not wipe these servers. And again, the FBI said, well, nothing to see here. I don't think it's a big deal. They weren't trying to obstruct justice. They sort of accidentally obstructed justice, and all these things that are just, you wish that if you were ever in trouble with the law, that they would treat you like a Hillary Clinton associate.
But I'm saying. This is, I mean, Trey Gowdy said it the other day. He said about what are the ramifications of what happened. The ramifications are, and I want my audience to hear this. It is vital that the people of the United States of America basically trust our institutions and our leaders. That we basically say we really are the people. We are the government. We elect people to work for us. Once you cease to believe that, and you believe that it's a two-tier system, that the rich or the powerful, they get away, and that you wouldn't, that is the end of America.
This is why I was so disappointed in Christopher Wray's press conference after the IG report. Instead of saying, you know what, this is deeply problematic, and we know we need to clean things up big time in order to have the trust that the FBI needs, he pretended like nothing was wrong.
Is he a swamp creature? Who is Christopher Wray?
I don't know enough about him, good or bad, to speak to it, but I was hoping, and just for his own self-preservation, for the preservation of the FBI, you would think that they would say, whoa, we have a problem on our hands, because people aren't dumb and they can look with their own eyes and see what happened, and we need to somehow restore trust.
And then he has the nerve to say that all of the agents need bias training. It's like, no, they don't need bias training. You and the top people need bias training, and
said,
you should be fired.
He also said, we have no bias problem. We need bias training.
Yeah.
And that itself doesn't make it.
Well, yeah, that's like Harvey Weinstein saying, I'm going to get some help. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get some help. Yeah, you're going to get help. We're going to be right back. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show talking to Molly Hemingway. We're in Washington, D.C. Stick around. Hey,
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Albin, are you skeptical when somebody says something can help
sometimes,
you?
Sometimes, yeah, sure.
Well, me too. Relief Factor.
Yes.
As you know, we advertise Relief Factor on this program. I was initially skeptical. I thought, they want me to advertise something. I don't know. Does it work? So I started to take it, right?
Okay.
And my acne cleared up. No, that's not true. But the fact is that I have had pain because I run, okay? And even though I was skeptical, I tried it. And you have to try it for 2 to 3 weeks in case. Sometimes it works right away, but there are four different chemicals, whatever they are, active ingredients, and sometimes they take longer. But for me, it worked, and it's why I take it. If you have any aches and pains, folks, I challenge you to try it. It's $19.95. It's very little, and I think I can go out on a limb and say it probably will work. If you have any kind of aches, but it doesn't have to be like searing, horrible pain, but if you have some kind of, you know, arthritic stuff, I would try it. You go to relieffactor.com, $19.95 for the quick start pack, relieffactor.com.
Hey there, folks. Have you ever wondered why the commitment level of Christians today does not seem to be the same as the level in, let's say, the first century? Well, there's a new book called Insurgents, Reclaiming the Gospel of the Kingdom from best-selling author Frank Viola, and it presents a new look at the kingdom of God that doesn't fit the progressive left or the conservative right. Insurgents unveils the explosive gospel of the kingdom that turned the world upside down in the first century, thus their stronger commitment level. And to be candid, it also explains why the commitment level of most Christians today pales in comparison to that of radical terrorists, for example, to a false cause. Read the book Insurgents by Frank Viola. After reading Insurgents, you will see how the kingdom of God advances on the earth and how to be radicalized to Jesus Christ. Incidentally, that's a good thing. You're invited to join the present insurgents that will truly shake the world again. Read the book Insurgents by Frank Viola, published by Baker Books and available wherever books and ebooks are sold. Insurgents by Frank Viola.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
Hey, Albin.
What?
You just woke up.
Yeah,
I can't believe you're sleeping. You're not getting enough sleep at night. Probably it's your pillow.
Can I make
a suggestion?
Yeah.
My Pillow. Have you heard about My Pillow?
Oh,
we met the inventor, Mike Lindell. He's now become a friend because he's the warmest, craziest, wonderful entrepreneur. I mean, he's an American original. But he decided to do something, and I want my listeners, that's you, to listen. He said, for my listeners, My Pillow is right now offering 50% off the four-pack. 50% off the four-pack. It includes two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Hey, why not? If it's 50% off, why not get them for everybody you know? Call 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057. Use the promo code Eric or go to mypillow.com. Use the promo code Eric or you could use the promo code Metaxas. Either way, 50% off. If you use Eric or Metaxas, call 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057, mypillow.com.
No, I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Listen, I'm talking to Molly Hemingway. She lives in the swamp, but she's not a swamp creature. So you have to be very brave to live in the swamp and not be a swamp creature. She worked for the Federalist. Molly, you read the Inspector General report, the whole thing. What do you want to say that you haven't been able to say?
You know, there's so much in there. I do think it's important that people have a good understanding of what an Inspector General report seeks to accomplish. I think a lot of people had hopes that there would be massive amounts of clarity coming out of this report. I have covered the federal government for decades in this town, so I've read a lot of IG reports, and they never are things that are very dramatic. They're more like, I describe it as something like a company's HR committee. You think as an employee that the HR committee is there for you, but really they're there for the corporation. Now, they might take your concerns seriously and actually seek to improve them, but ultimately they exist to make the corporation happy. The IG ultimately exists to help the FBI follow its own policies and procedures. It's never going to trash the FBI or Department of Justice. And they also work for Congress. And they understand that Congress can change from Republican-controlled to Democratic-controlled in the drop of a hat. And so they're never going to be helping out one party over another. And right. since we are in a really – I mean, everything's political, but the investigation of Hillary Clinton is about as political as you can get. And so they were always going to be very careful in how they talk about things. For instance – when they say that they had no evidence that bias impacted various decisions, and they don't say that about all the decisions, by the way, and there's one in particular I'd like to talk about, but what they're saying is they never saw anyone say an email, because I love Hillary Clinton, I'm going to let her go. Well, that would be unlikely to expect.
But that's a joke. The thing is saturated, drenched with bias. I mean, look,
yes.
I'm just saying I know enough to see it's obvious. You're anybody with common sense, any average American reads it and says, look, whether you're for Hillary or what, this is bias. This is very, very, very clear that they're biased. This was incredibly charged. Both of these investigations, incredibly politically charged. And the people doing it were biased. That is un-American.
Well, and there was one time in particular they said they declined to even do this broad, you know, oh, no bias kind of statement, which was Peter Strzok found out that Anthony Weiner's laptop had hundreds of thousands of emails of Hillary Clinton on it. And he just pretended it didn't happen, basically. And a bunch of people at the FBI pretended it didn't happen. They were forced into dealing with it right before the election because the New York office was like, hey, y'all, we've noticed that you are pretending this didn't happen. And we notified you about it at the end of September. And we're waiting to hear back from you about how to proceed. And you're just pretending like we didn't
okay,
say
now
it.
Here's the point is that if they had taken care, it strikes me that because everybody's dragging their feet and being biased, this could have been dealt with early enough so that the Democrats could have found a different candidate.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, that's what people say. Well, what this IG report shows is that actually the FBI was hurting Hillary Clinton. Well, I think there's a fair case to be made that they did things that hurt her. What's undeniable, though, is they did that in the process of trying to help her.
Right.
So they were letting her go for mishandling classified information, and then they did this press conference. It ended up murking the waters and leaving people without a feeling of resolution. They were clearly trying to run out the election clock on these emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop, and then it didn't work because they knew the New York office was about to probably leak it to the media and let them know that they were playing politics. And they'd already been playing politics before, so they couldn't afford that. So, yes, they might have, you know, I don't think reopening the investigation right before the election was helpful to Hillary, but they were trying to actually completely
right.
hide it, even though, you know, it made false everything they'd claimed about the security of her private server, that they'd felt like it wasn't, that this information had gone far and wide. And here they're finding it on. And the IG even says, like, they don't know why those emails were found on that laptop. They don't understand what's going on. The IG report gives no indication that they actually did a thorough search of those emails before then doing another press conference, again exonerating her. It just seems like really shoddy work. I don't know how much people really want to waste the time to go back into it, but it really seems like there were some major law enforcement failures and a failure to take seriously the major problems with the dissemination of classified information.
Well, literally yesterday, I guess it was yesterday, Devin Nunes was on with Maria Bartiromo, and he's at a point now, I guess, where he is, you know, in other words, this has taken so long, there's been so much of this foot dragging, whatever you want to call it, that Congress is, I guess, forced now to get serious, which I wish they had done, you know, months and months and months ago. But are we likely to see anything come out of that?
I do think we are, because there's no question that the legal argument is on the side of Congress. And Paul Ryan has understood that and has defended that as well. You don't get to pick and choose what you turn over to Congress. And particularly in this story, where we have had time and time again the Department of Justice and the FBI claiming they can't turn something over because of national security reasons. Once they're finally forced into doing it, you realize, oh, you didn't turn it over because it made you look bad.
Right.
It's not a national security issue.
But isn't that a crime?
Well, it should be, I guess. I mean, I don't know how to handle it exactly, but the the options that Congress have are to hold people in contempt, to impeach them, or take them to court.
Right.
In any of those situations,
well, finally,
they have
we're
legal
getting
edge.
To that point only because of a few people. But I mean, what, it doesn't strike me that Paul Ryan has cared about this.
Well, I think that he actually has done a pretty good job of backing up that committee. He understands they have the right. He's trying to, in fact, President Trump himself, basically, when this first came to his office, he said, "I want you to find a way to work this out without us having to get, you know, go to court battle or whatnot." The Department of Justice tried to pretend that the White House backed them in their obstruction efforts. I actually reported at the Federalist that wasn't true, that that was false, that the White House did not back them in their obstruction efforts. They just wanted them to work out an agreement without anyone being forced into doing anything that they didn't want to. But the Department of Justice has responded by playing a lot of political games. For instance, it is the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence that needs this information. Instead, they keep doing these briefings with the Gang of Eight, which are these eight top Senate and House officials. Well, when you brief the Gang of Eight, they can't share that information with their respective committees. So it's a way of protecting the information from actually being investigated and analyzed.
And this is obviously under the leadership of Rod Rosenstein.
Yes.
Okay. So why hasn't Trump or Sessions done something drastic if this is happening?
I don't know. And I do want to say one thing in Rod Rosenstein's favor, which is that he wrote the firing memo for James Comey, and every single reason he gave why that man should be fired was backed up in this IG report.
Okay.
Usurpation of authority, just bad decision making and the like. So that is a very vindicating thing for Rod.
We're going to go to another break, and we'll be back for a final segment with Molly Hemingway. Go to thefederalist.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Thefederalist.com, folks. There's some great stuff there. We'll be right back.
Folks, I need your help. Our Christian brothers and sisters in Africa are under attack. Earlier this year, Boko Haram once again kidnapped over 100 schoolgirls. This group's presence has spread beyond Nigeria into Cameroon, Chad, Benin, other countries. In the northern part of Nigeria, militant Fulani herdsmen are continuing to use any violent means necessary to take possession of everything in their path. In other parts of Africa, Christians are being targeted by fundamentalist and extremist groups. Even in countries such as Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, some Christians must worship in secret, and they live in constant fear of being imprisoned. Imprisoned or worse for their beliefs. So through the Ministry of Open Doors, you can provide life-saving aid and critical support such as clothing, food, medical aid, vital training, Bibles, and Christian resources to these African believers. To find out more of all the ways you can help, please go to my website, metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner for Open Doors right at the top. Folks, they have a challenge grant of $50,000. There's no better time. I'm just asking you, please go to the website, metaxastalk.com, and click on Open Doors. Thank you.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, there may now be light at the end of the tunnel. Known as the Second Sight Argus 2 Retinal Prosthesis System, this is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa. Find out more by calling 800-499-7620. Call 800-499-7620 to learn more about an FDA-approved system that provides some artificial vision for those blinded by retinitis pigmentosa. Once again, the number to call is 800-499-7620. Call now. Argus 2 is indicated for patients who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. For more information, including all potential risks associated with the device and procedure, call 800-499-7620. That's 800-499-7620, or visit our website at info.secondsight.com.
Hey there, folks. A little Casey and the Sunshine Band for you. We're talking to Molly Hemingway, and we're talking about the Inspector General report. We're talking about the swamp. What else? I mean, do you have hope that the law, Devin Nunes and Congress, that they're going to be able to move this ball forward? Because, again, if you pay attention to the mainstream media is just ignoring it. I mean, it's...
Yes. I do believe that it is in everybody's interest to come to the truth. I'm surprised at how long it is taking people to realize that the jig is up and that they need to just come clean with things. There was something that President Trump said last week that made people very upset. He said the report exonerated him. And the report was about the Hillary Clinton email probe. So how could it exonerate him? So that everyone dismissed and said he was lying and whatnot. Well, it is true that it wasn't even about him. So it, in one sense, it had nothing to do with exonerating him. In another sense, if you think his argument is that the FBI engaged in horrific political shenanigans, that the team that investigated him had extreme bias, that the entire predicate of the Mueller investigation is hogwash, well, then yes, this did vindicate
him. Well, but this is the point, is that when he says that, I think people with common sense understand what he's saying. But the people in, you know, the Beltway pundit class loses their minds because they're parsing his words as though it's, you know, carved on the Lincoln Memorial or something like that. He's communicating in an off the cuff way
right.
about the guts of it. He, you know, the guts of this report is I've been framed, kind of.
Well,
right?
And more than that, it's, I think the reason why it's important for everybody to come clean about what's going on and everybody to root out this corruption. If they can do this to someone like Donald Trump, just imagine what this government can do to you or me.
That's the point.
And
that's why every American should be freaked
right.
out.
And not having rule of law is a huge threat to self-government. And that's our current situation. I don't think it's too late to turn back, but I wish that all the people who claim to care about justice would care about justice. And I don't care what you think about Donald Trump, if you hate him, I don't care. But we should seek justice in all cases. And there are a lot of people who don't have his advantages of wealth or whatnot, who also get poorly treated by law enforcement at lower levels, at state levels, local levels. And we should care about all these things, because if it can happen to someone else, it can happen to us. And even if it couldn't happen to us, we should care about it.
Well, when people kind of roll their eyes at bias, I just get angry, because I think, no, not in America. If you're cynical about that, you're really not even an American, because an American believes in all of these things that the founders gave us. Well, you believe in it. And you say, if we're not there, then we need to get back there.
And the inspector general, he would ask people about their very biased text messages. So, for instance, when Lisa Page says, we don't need to go in loaded for bear against this woman who's about to be our president, he says, what did you mean by that? And she goes, oh, I just meant she should be treated like anyone else. Well,
yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Well, but anybody knows it's ridiculous. That's why.
And
you know,
these people, at the time they were conspiring to prevent his election, were making decisions that were very important. They were going to other countries to dig up information. They were interviewing people. They were applying for FISA warrants to spy on the campaign. And they had human informants working on the campaign. So to act like these things would be separate from their deep promise
yeah.
to prevent his election, I think is ridiculous. And I can't imagine that you could move terribly far in any court of law
right.
without having to
deal
with
that. Well, we've
got
seconds left, but you're hopeful that the wheels of justice are moving here?
I cannot believe how the swamp is fighting this, but I do believe that people definitely need to push for this. They need to ask their members of Congress to push for action to get the Department of Justice and FBI to turn over documents. And I just want to know what the truth is on
yeah.
all these things. You know, what they were doing on the campaign, whether they plan to do that on future campaigns,
yeah.
what
okay.
can be done to stop it.
All right. Molly Hemingway, God bless you. And thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Folks, we're in Washington, D.C. Stick around. Thanks for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.